Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the grand final day here at Manuka Oval. It's the reserve grade grand final about to get underway between the Queanbeyan Tigers and the Belconnen Magpies. These teams finished in the top two positions on the ladder and they take out the grand final today. The Queanbeyan Tigers winning the second semi-final, so they had the week off. Belconnen just getting home against Ainslie last week by 2 points, so a good game expected here today. Beautiful conditions, bright sunny morning, no real breeze to speak of, so shouldn't be any excuses for either team. A very experienced lineup for the Tigers today. Just looking down the list, Davis, Quaid, Leschke, the Daniel brothers, Jared and Sam, Sean Kelly, Iopi, Daniel Jabornik, Moss, Heaslip, Mackey, Hare, Nancaro, McGavin, Brightus, the two Watts boys, Bowen, Caden, Ben Jabornik, Hollis, Corcoran, Hayden Kelly, and Ormston, the lineup for the Tigers. So plenty of brothers out there playing for the Tigers, and quite a few with experience in the seniors throughout the season. So looking for a good game in the middle. Dennis Quaid, he'll be looking to take out a premiership medal to add to his league best and fairest that he won on Tuesday night at Mulrooney Medal Night. So that'll top off a great week for him. Umpires are ready. The bounce about to take place. Quaid in ruck, Porter for Belconnen. Plenty of experience there. Quaid won the tap down. Going in Rhodes though for Belconnen. Picks it up. Got a quick handball, but it really didn't go anywhere. Ball still in the middle of the ground. Quick kick forward by the Magpies. It's very high. One-on-one contest. Good punch away at the back by Heaslip, but it goes straight to Rhodes for Belconnen. Out near the scoreboard. They try and work it forward again to the Magpies. Short kick inside the 50. Doesn't help Eckersley. Bounces right in front of him. Posh at the back tries to help out. Ball can't, well, it's not coming out of the pack at the moment. Now Meikle, the little live wire forward, picks it up. Quick shot, is away to the right and through for behind. But it's the first score of the grand final. It's the Magpies one behind. Tigers yet to get on the board.
Interesting just to see how much experience the Tigers do have, as that's a long kick out, 60 metres on the fly, bouncing in front though of Turnbull, who gets the hands away, and Belconnen trying to work this ball forward. On the ground now, free kick for a high tackle goes to Chisholm, and Chisholm will look forward to put them into 50 once again.
Long kick, nobody can take the mark at the back. Quick kick around the corner by Jordan, looks pretty good. It is. First goal of the game goes to the Magpies, so they're off to a flyer. They go to 1-1-7. The Tigers yet to get it inside of their 50. We've been playing just 2 minutes in this first quarter. Fixed time quarters in the grand final, 25 minutes. So we'll know exactly when it's going to end. But a good start by Belconnen. They've come out humming. They've done all the attacking. They're 1-1-7. Tigers yet to bother the scorers. Back to the middle, Porter has the height advantage on Quaid. Up they go. Quaid probably won that tap, but again it's going to be sharked in the middle by Belconnen. They work it forward through Hodder. Here's Meikle again. He's a real live wire. He played a couple of games in the seniors. His handball's a poor one. It's cut off by Queanbeyan. They work it back to centre wing. Therefore the Magpies though was Widard, put a good spoil on. Again it spills to Ferns for Belconnen. Short kick, went over Hare's head, and it's marked at the back by the Magpies. Wobbly old kick by Whitford, should be cut off by the defence from Queanbeyan, it is. But they've had plenty to do so far. Again, long kick. Looking for options on this centre wing. Again, it's all Belconnen at the fall of the ball. Quick kick by Porter, high ball inside 50. There's two Tigers at the front. And there's a whistle on the play, and it's going to be a Queanbeyan free kick against Eckersley for a push in the back.
Queanbeyan really need to look forward. They've got some space out there going towards Davis, who turns, kicks immediately up inside 50 now, and a good mark on the chest as the Tigers will set up for their first shot at goal. Iopi, who, well, he's no stranger to kicking goals for the Tigers, is he, Mal? He'll load up from about 52 metres, 45 degree angle, kicks on its way, it's long, it's not quite straight enough, and it's through for a behind. Tigers get their first score. They trail by 6 here in the grand final for the AFL Canberra Reserves. It's one behind, 1 point to Queanbeyan. Belconnen 1-1-7.
Jordan has the ball for the Magpies at half back. He goes up towards centre wing. His kick's wide, too wide for his teammate in Chisholm. They couldn't keep it in, and we'll have a boundary throw in right on the interchange gates here at Marnica Oval. Perfect conditions for football. Bright sunny morning, not too hot. No real breeze to speak of. Porter won the tap at the Sharked at the front of the pack by Sam Daniel for Queanbeyan. His kick's a wobbler, and the Belconnen defence just run it straight out. It's inside 50 looking for Eckersley. Couldn't find him, and Heaslip getting back for the Tigers. Works it around the outer side wing. His kick's very wide, and it's a one-on-one contest out there. Belconnen, the Queanbeyan player, threw and fell over, so they'll work it out quite easily. His kick's a poor one, and Heaslip chips in and takes the mark. Wobbly old kick into the middle, puts Kelly under pressure. He slaps it forward, but his teammate couldn't pick it up. Going in Chisholm, now Rhodes, but the Tigers get out of there somehow. They had three against them. Now they're back into the middle of the ground. It's a Caden Watts getting a quick kick up forward. Iopi couldn't take the mark, but he worked his player under it. Now he's back onto it. Is he going to have a shot? No, he handballs it away to Leschke. Leschke likes a goal, hooks it back. It's coming back, and it's gone through. Scores a level here at Marnica, 1-1-7 apiece. 5 minutes gone in the first quarter, and Andrew Leschke loves a goal, and he just had too much room to move there in the forward 50, and he's put it through to level the scores. So after a slow start, the Tigers have got a bit of ball through the middle and have managed to get the game back to an even keel. He'll be very important up there in the forward line, Andrew Leschke.
No doubt about that. And didn't look like he got a good purchase on the ball, but the bounce was fortuitous. Didn't quite get it there on the full. Tapped down by Queanbeyan, but it's jagged by Belconnen, who immediately dispossessed. Ball's going forward. The way of the Tigers now as the hands looks good, and Tigers go inside 50 again. Bouncing ball picked up by the Tigers. Hand pass over the top, but I think it's out of bounds. Not quite yet, as the play continues on in the half-forward flank, and Queanbeyan just couldn't control it well enough as it's kicked away by the goal scorer for Belconnen in Jordan. His kick, a shocker, and it'll be rebounded now as Heaslip kicks up towards centre half forward.
His kick too long, and Widard at the back for Belconnen sends it back to a one-on-one contest out there on the wing. Belconnen player with too much experience there, chips it inside 50. Eckersley too far to bend down, couldn't pick it up. They all dive in. What's the umpire going to do? Well, the Queanbeyan Tigers work it out through hands. Heaslip, quick kick into the middle, finds Watts, goes over the top to Kelly. Sean it was. He sends a long bomb into the forward line at the back of the pack. Tigers player, well, he went to slap it on, but he had no one there to help him out, and it's going to hit the behind post, and we'll have a throw in. Best result probably there for the Tigers. I think that's Daniel Jabornik down there playing in the key full forward position. He slapped it over the top, but there were no teammates there, and it's just hit the behind post. Ruck contest. Quick kick out of the pack. Again, here's Widard for Belconnen trying to clear it. He's got two players to help him out there. Good shepherd. Now they're up to half back. Chip kick towards the centre wing. Good punch away by the Tiger defence. And again, they send it back into attack. But a poor kick. And Widard takes another mark. He's had seven or eight positions already at half back.
Plenty of the ball.
Yep. Goes for the short chip into the middle. It's effective. Finds Gatenby. He looks for the handball inside. Goes to Luke Rhodes, a very experienced player for Belconnen. Handball over the top. Goes to Boyd, the big fella. Back to Rhodes on the runaround. Wobbly old kick to half forward, but coming out. Oh, Posh couldn't take the mark. Has he been paid? Yes, he has.
Well, that's a fortunate one. And Posh, he'll line up for goal now. He'll have to kick from over 50, so it'll be a test for the distance. Angle 45 degrees, and looking to put Belconnen back in front on a picture perfect grand final day here in the AFL Canberra. Couldn't ask for better conditions.
We've seen him play a few games in the seniors this year. I think he kicked 6 goals in one of those games against the Tigers. That's a good looking kick. Has it got the legs? It has. It's also got the accuracy, and Daniel Bosch puts through his first. And the Magpies take the lead again. They're 2-1-13. The Tigers at 1-1-7. We've had nearly 10 minutes in this first quarter. Just repeating, we're playing 25 minutes fixed in the reserve grade grand final here this morning.
Plenty of Tigers support out on the far side of the ground, Mel, and well, they've got 6 points to make up here is the 9 minute mark. First term AFL grand final for the Rezzies. Tap down, Queanbeyan gets the best of the bounce, dispossessed immediately, back in there hard is the Tigers. They try to get the kick away, it was scragged off it by Quade, still the ball bouncing forward. Now the intercept pass is taken away by Belconnen, who kicked to centre half forward. Good punch from the back by the Tigers, running through, just steaming through the Tigers, rebounding now as chopped off by Belconnen. Can they keep their feet? Eventually Garrett, he's played in the first a few times there, goes with a handball to Turnbull, the 1-2 back to Garrett, and he delivers it to centre wing on the grandstand side of the ground. Two Will pumps it inside 50 once again. Tigers had the numbers, but it carried the pack. Free kick though, as crashing through the pack was Eckersley, and he has given away one there when they certainly were looking at a good chance at goal.
Yeah, Tom Hollis with the free kick, goes looking for Chris Davis, couldn't take the mark. Tigers at the front of the pack, whistle, and it's going to come back, is it, to Davis for a free kick? Well, they had the advantage there, they should have just let it go, but the umpire brought it back. So Chris Davis sends it long looking for Jabornik, he should take the mark, he does. Falls over after he took it, umpire said that's alright. So this is Daniel Jabornik, a long way out from goal. Now Ioppi's going up the race there for the Tigers, so hopefully that's not a serious problem. Goes looking for Leschke, but he's outmarked there by Garrett. And he plays on quickly, gets it to Chisholm. Long kick along this centre wing, all Tigers, and Hare will take the mark. Unopposed, the Belconnen player fell over. So Hare chips it over the top, finds his teammate in Corcoran.
You can tell it's summer there, Mal. He's got the sunscreen on, looking like he's playing in the outfield for the Queanbeyan Cricket Club rather than the AFL club.
He's found his teammate tucked in the right hand forward pocket. Distance shouldn't be a problem, but this is the tightest of tight angles here at Manuka, and I'm not even sure who's got it because he's right behind the veranda that we can't see through. But they trail by a goal, the Tigers. It's 13 playing 7, Belconnen in front. Kick on its way is a hook, and it's through for a behind. And just checking that that was Sam Daniel who kicked that one as he came out from behind the veranda. So it's 13 playing 8, 2-1 to 1-2, Belconnen in front.
Ioppi back down the race and looking like he's warming up, getting ready to go back on. As Rhodes for Belconnen now looks to do the kick out, the huddle splits. Still doesn't have any real good choices. The umpire's called play on. No one went to him. And so eventually he kicks into the pocket and Burridge takes the mark. So Burridge faced with nothing really forward. Kicks it into the man on the mark. Unfortunately though, Corcoran couldn't soccer it off the ground. And the umpire eventually picking up a free kick for a high tackle on, or delivered by Davis. And the Tigers would be ruining that opportunity. 2-1 plays 1-2 here at the 17-minute mark of the first term AFL Canberra Reserve Grade Grand Final for 2010.
Now the free kick went across goal, but it missed the target by a long way, went out of bounds. So we'll have a throw in. Tigers still in attack, 40 metres around from their goals. They're going to the cinema or church end of the ground as Rhodes picks up the ball from the throw in, and it's going to be a Queanbeyan mark out there, too far out to score, 70 out from goal, right on that outer side of the ground. He doesn't know what to do with it, so he's going to chip it 40 metres backwards to Mitch Heaslip, who'll take the mark right on centre wing. Interesting build up. He chips it back to where it first came from, but the kick didn't get there on the full, so he has to handball it over the top. Tigers have still got it, 50 out from goal. The kick inside 50, nobody can take the mark. Who's at the fall of the ball? All Belconnen, wobbly old kick, crosses the ground, getting there. Towel should pick it up first for Belconnen. He does. High kick up towards centre wing, 2-on-1 for the Tigers. Well, the two Tigers mucked each other up, but they're going to get a free kick out of it somehow.
Yeah, Jordan there just went in a bit high.
Bo Watts for the free for the Tigers. They really should have just shepherded for one there, the Queanbeyan Tigers.
Not quite enough talk, as this kick is a good one to centre half forward. The mark's there. No, it's not paid, as he went to ground, slung to ground that time. Was, I think that's Heaslip there, dispossessed. Oh, hand passes, few wayward ones. Eventually, kick smothered off the boot of Fair for Belconnen, and the pack forms over the ball. We'll have a ball up as tempers starting to fray. Good to see, Mal. Bit of feeling in this contest.
No second prize for the loser today. As we come up towards 15 minutes in the first quarter, it's Belconnen 13, Queanbeyan 8. Bounce up, Porter won it, slapped it into open spaces, but Tigers get there first, can't break free. Quick hands out of the pack, finishes up with Rhodes for Belconnen. Kick around the corner, is going to be marked by Tao. He'll look to send it forward. His kick's partially smothered by the man on the mark. Hare puts a good spoil on it, goes back to Tao. He picks it up, drops it. Kick went nowhere. Nobody can really break free, and now Belconnen get out of the pack. Quick kick forward by Whitford. Tigers in front, can't take the mark. Meikle again, the little live wire, bangs it through for the third for the Magpies.
Yeah, Meikle very much the Johnny on the spot in that play. He's the third different goal scorer this morning in this AFL Canberra 2010 Reserve Grade Grand Final. And the frustration there was that as that ball went in, Tigers were looking at the ball, waiting for it to fall, rather than attacking it on the full. And, I'm sure the coaches, if this was not the last day in September for these players, would be pointing that out. Got to attack the ball at every opportunity. Tap down, clearance. Well, went to the Tigers, but it's only as far as to Will, who's really injected himself in this game. His kick up towards centre-half forward, chopped off by the Tigers. And they will start to run it out of half-back. Pumping it forward now towards Ioppi, but man in front, good possession there. Ioppi tried to work him under the ball fair, but it wasn't fair as Butteridge, and it wasn't to be. He had enough reach to take the mark, then kicks up. Meikle again, kicks across the body, races on for the Tigers. McGavin, his hand pass is away, eventually gets cleared off by, I think, was that Kelly? Of the Tigers, who cleared it away. Free kicks now given out in front of the Fingleton scoreboard, and Tigers will have time to reset.
Yeah, high tackle out there, wide kick though. It's a poor one to a 2-on-1 to the opposition. Belconnen happy to see it over the line. We'll have a boundary throw in right on the centre wing, out of sight of the ground. It's Belconnen 3-1-19, Queanbeyan 1-2-8. 16 minutes gone in the first quarter. Tigers need the next goal or they're in early trouble here. Quade's off having a rest. Jabornik's gone into the ruck. Getting back there. Tigers under pressure in the back half. Picked up by Heaslip. Runs a wide arc. Hooks it back into the centre. Oh, it's all Belconnen, but again it cleared the back of the pack. The Tigers players fell over. Still in the centre. Umpire calling play on as it spins out the back of the pack. Quick kick forward by Nan Caro. Ioppi back on. He's got it, he's tackled.
That was high, wasn't it?
And Burridge, he fell off the tackle. Ioppi got up, hooks the kick around the corner, 1-on-1 in the goal square, Tigers mark. And this should be a certain goal.
Second Fileski.
Yep, he just worked his man under it. It was a high ball from Ioppi, who, he might have got one high, but Burridge fell off the tackle, and Ioppi got back up and put it straight in the goal square down Leschke's throat. And he puts it through for the Tigers' second goal. In fact, he kicked their only two. They're 2-2-14. They badly needed that one. They're back to just trailing by 5 points. Belconnen a 3-1-19.
18-minute mark of the first term here as the new ball comes out, and running back out with that new ball is Quade, who goes straight into the centre to do the ruck duties.
Now, Jabornik of the Daniel variety having a spell on the bench.
So ball up in the centre now. The bounce favoured Porter. Tap down, goes back into the hands of Chisholm, who gets the hand pass away to Rhodes. Rhodes kicks up inside 50 now. 2-on-1 in favour of the Tigers. Numbers there don't go their way because the hands are in the back, and that will give the free kick off to Eckersley. So the former Western Creek full forward, who's made the move over to Belconnen, He looks to head it towards the big sticks and get themselves back out to an 11-point lead. He kicks at 50. It's a big, long kick. It looks good as well. His teammates like it. And Eckersley kicks his first, the fourth different goal scorer for the Belconnen Magpies this afternoon. And it is 4-1, plays 2-2. Just as we tick into time on here, 20-minute mark of the first term. So 5 minutes left to go. It's 25 minutes quarters, as Mal has already mentioned. As the change being made now, going down back, Caden Watts coming on for McGavin.
Yeah, Tigers mucked that up. They had a 2-on-1 there. We really didn't need to give the free kick away, as the quick kick from Nan Caro is cut off at the back by the Magpie defence. His kick's a wobbler, though. Which way will it bounce? Fortunately for the Tigers, Daniel. Well, that kick by Bo Watts is smothered by Whittard. He's got some help out there from his teammate in Gaten. But did he stay in?
Yeah.
No. Umpire said it's across the line. We'll have a boundary throw in. Just as they're about to break free, Jordan was going to run away with the ball there for Belconnen. But the boundary umpire called it back. Throw in, Davis up against Porter. Quick kick out of the pack by the Magpies. It's a 2-on-1 here to the Tigers. Mackey getting through. Sends it long and high to a contest. Well, the Belconnen player didn't go for the mark. He went for the spoil. So the Tigers at the front. There's a whistle, and it's going to be a Belconnen free kick. Just as Jared Daniel was about to break free and run into an open goal, the ball has to come back for the Belconnen free kick. They bring it to this side of the ground, and in front, Mackey should mark unopposed. He does.
So Mackey now, he's got some options, he goes quickly, and the kick, well, just well enough, as it's into the hands at centre-half forward of Davis, who pumps it long. He spotted up beautifully the 25 of Jared Jordan. Now Jordan on a reasonably tight angle, Mal, but you'd expect him to be able to get it there. He'll kick from 30 metres out.
Yeah, he should get the distance, just go back and have a set shot.
To become the second goal scorer for the Tigers. Kicks on its way and has a nice little fade to the right just after the goalpost. And Jared Daniel makes the most of his opportunity and pulls the Tigers back to 5 points now. So it's 3-2-20 playing Belconnen, 4-1-25 at the 21.5 minute mark of the first term.
Back to the middle, Quaid will do ruck work against Porter. Looks like Porter's going to ruck virtually the whole game. Doesn't seem to be a tall replacement out there for him. Just waiting for the ball to come back.
That's the second ball that's made its way onto Manuka Circle.
Well, it's coming back now. So 5 points of difference. Tigers have been playing catch up the whole quarter. It's been a reasonably competitive game so far, so the Tigers will hope for a late goal here to get themselves in front at quarter time. Magpies lead at the moment by 5, 4-1 to 3-2. Here we go, Quaid and Porter in ruck. Umpire throws it up.
Oh, they both miss it.
Yeah, and in the middle, going through Bo Watts. He'll probably break free here for the Tigers. He does. High kick towards half forward. Going back, Ioppi with the run of the ball. They all fall to the ground, the Belconnen team.
Leski stubbed his kick.
Took too long to kick it and finished up dropping it almost. At the back, the Magpie defence will probably work it out through Whittard. He's been very prominent in this first quarter. Finds Chisholm out of sight of the ground. Hooks it up towards the scoreboard, but getting across there for the Tigers is Heaslip. And he's been pretty good as well. Takes the mark, into the middle he goes. Finds Nan Caro. Brings it wide. It's a 3-on-1, but the one, Posh, got there in time to spoil. He's got some help from his teammate in Dess. Goes back to Posh. Wobbly old kick. Well, that's not a kick because he dropped it as he went to kick it in the middle. Yeah. That was Boyd. And now Stacks on the middle. Umpire said nobody's getting out of there. So the Tigers mucked that one up. They had a 3-on-1, but Posh got there.
Minute and a half to quarter time as the ball's thrown back up in the air, tapped over the head by Porter, falls down into the hands of Bo Watts, and he's immediately wrapped up. Well, he's immediately wrapped up, but the prior opportunity rule goes out the window here in the grand finals, and Gattenby pumps it forward for Belconnen as Eckersley misses it. Quade comes down with the ball. It's Heaslip gets the kick away, but the walls is up by the Magpies, and it goes only as far as Dez. Dez pumps it inside 50 once again. Tigers trying to get numbers to the fall of the ball, but Belconnen is working it, just knocking it forward however they can. Turnover occurs. Heaslip kicks it again into the centre. This time Tigers had numbers, but a good spoil over the back of the shoulder that time. I think that was Langham who did the work. Tigers rebound, but again it's into the hands of Boyd, who Fair, who kicks it forward.
His kick was partially smothered. Now the turnover, it's all Queanbeyan. Inside attacking 50. Out comes Leschke, takes a chest mark. 30 out. Well, right forward pocket to put him in front.
This is on quarter time siren now, this kick.
Yes, it's, we were told, 25 minutes fixed periods here, and the time clock shows 25 minutes. So Andrew Leschke for his third goal of the first quarter. As they just put a good spoil on in the centre of the ground, did the Queanbeyan Tigers, and caused the turnover. Leschke's kicks a beauty. It's gone through the middle. So they take the lead. Three goals to Leschke in this first quarter. 4-2-26 are the Tigers as the siren goes right on the 25-minute mark, as we were advised. So at quarter time, Queanbeyan 4-2-26, Belconnen 4-1-25. Very competitive first quarter, and the Magpies won't be happy with that late goal for Queanbeyan.
Well, in fact, the late two goals.
Surrender the lead there for the Tigers. Leschke is 3 out of 4. Jared Daniel, the other one, and all singles for the Magpies. Eckersley, their key forward, has one. Jordan, the first one of the game. Posh, one of the other key forwards. And Meikle, the little live wire. The goal scorers at this stage for Belconnen. So 4-2-26 Tigers, 4-1-25 Belconnen.
We'll take a break here on Sport Radio and be back with all the second quarter action in just a few moments.
Tigers work it out of the pack. Quick kick forward's going to be marked by Davis. So he's 70-80 metres out from goal. He just pumps it high and long at the back by Oppy, working his man under it. Great mark. So Rene Oppy, too much experience there. And the Belconnen player not happy. He thought he was infringed with, but Ioppi, just using his bulk, took a great overhead mark. He's a great mark for his size, and he will shoot for a goal from 25 metres out, almost directly in front. Distance not a problem. Accuracy looks pretty good from here. It is, and there's the first goal of the second quarter, and it goes the way of the Queanbeyan Tigers. Rene Ioppi gets his first, to take them out to a 7-point lead. They're 5-2-32, the Belconnen Magpies 4-1-25. Just 2 minutes gone in this second quarter, and that was great body work there by Alpi, and a good kick to advantage from Chris Davis.
Yes, and the Tigers really not wanting to get behind like they did in the first term. They've come out with purpose. Porter and Quade even tapped down. It couldn't get the ball cleanly that time, the Tigers. It's just rolling along the ground as they're working its way to the edge of the square. Eventually picked up that time by Heaslip. Had a solid first quarter, did Heaslip. Now the ball picked up off the ground. I think that's Jared Daniel, isn't it, who gets slung back down fairly hard, and the umpire says, give it to me. And Jordan, a goal scorer for Belconnen already in the first term, will give the ball back to the umpire as he set to restart play now. Good bounce. Porter has the advantage, but Quade somehow gets around and interferes with it. Across the top, a hand pass works well. Nancarro gets to set him up inside 50 now. Into the back of Leschke, he went Garrett, but he was still able to get the kick across the body. Bounce doesn't favour him, and it's through for a behind. Belconnen quickly rebounding now. The kick out goes to Fair. He takes a bounce, looks downfield, has a few options, but it's one-on-one down the field at centre wing. Dropping the mark was Tuwill. He had a solid first turn. Coming up with it was Heaslip. His hand pass was to no one in particular. Eventually, Belconnen are forced to see the ball over at the interchange gates, and we'll have a throw in 4 minutes into this grand final, second quarter action here in the 2010 Reserve Grade Grand Final.
Tigers by 8 points, 5-3 to 4-1. Boundary throw-in takes place. Porter works his way to the front, looked to be nudged under it. Umpire said nothing doing. Quick kick out of the pack by Moss for Queanbeyan. Up towards the half-forward line, there's Ioppi again, too strong. In front, great overhead mark, probably too far out to score. Chips it over the top, Hare running on, will take the mark. 30 out, left forward pocket. And the experience coming to the fore here in the second quarter.
Yeah, the names that have had hands on ball have all had time up in the seniors this year or before. And the very shortly cropped hair of Hare, well, it doesn't have everyone's hair standing on edge, does it? Because he hooked that one pretty badly and threw for a behind.
Yes, ran out to the right and hooked it back way too far to the left. So 5-4, 34 to 4-1, 25. 9-point lead to the Tigers as they chip it to themselves and play on quickly. Do the Magpies send it out towards half-back in front? Well, there's a whistle on the play. And which way is it going to go? Queanbeyan free kick, this time to Ben Jabornik.
Well, they couldn't buy a free kick in the first 5 minutes of the first quarter. Now it's all going their way.
As the kick went looking for Ioppi, but the big punch away by the defence from Belconnen sees it over the line. Inside the attacking 50 for the Tigers, they've done all the attacking in the second quarter. Pretty much the opposite of the first, where Belconnen did all the attacking early. Queanbeyan came home well in that first quarter to take a narrow lead. Hare's got it from the ruck contest. Quick kick, very high. Up goes Davis, couldn't take the mark. Ioppi at the fall of the ball. Barges his way to the pack. Quick kick round the corner. It's coming back. It's a goal to Rene Ioppi. That's his second for the game. And the Tigers starting to break away here. They go to 6-4-40. Out to a 15-point lead. Belconnen 4-1-25. And it's all those guys with that senior experience getting hands on the ball. And they just didn't want to be tackled there. Rene Ioppi just barged through the pack and kicked a nice goal to put them 15 points in front.
Yeah, great work there by the Tigers, who just making sure they make the most of every opportunity. Tap down by Porter is in front of his teammate there, I think it was Langham, who has the ball dispossessed off him. The kick is good. It's across the square and it's marked now by Daniel Jarrod. Jarrod kicks over the top, finds Leschke running, and Leschke takes the mark 45 metres from home. The umpire will pull the man on the mark back a couple of steps there. And Leschke now will have a great opportunity to really put a nail into the coffin early of the Queanbeyan Tigers, of the Belconnen Magpies. As the Tigers, looking good here in the second quarter, kicks on its way. It is gun barrel straight. It has the carry and it is a goal. Leschke gets his fourth. His first of the second quarter, and it moves them along to 7-4. Mal, great quarter at the 7-minute mark of the second term. The Tigers have really made a statement.
Yeah, they've kicked 3 goals, 2-0 so far in this first part of the quarter. Andrew Leschke doesn't look to be hampered by that ankle that's been troubling him for a couple of years. He really got on a fast lead there, took the mark, and the kick was a beauty. Never looked like missing as we're back to the middle. And Quade wins a tap out to Ormston. Quick kick forward's going to be marked. No, it wasn't by Davis. He got two hands to it but couldn't hang on. Now Leschke gets a handball across to his teammate in Watts. I think that's Nancaro. But he kicks away to the right. Through for behind. They're just getting it all forward now. The Tigers 7-5-47. Belconnen stuck on 4-1-25. So they badly need some quick replies to the Magpies.
They go short with a kick in. Oh, he couldn't even mark it when he kicked it to himself. That's how things are going badly for the Magpies at the moment. Mark is paid to Ferns, who turns around. He's got a free man at centre wing to Dez. Coming back there was Ormston to cover. Knocked away. Umpires picked the free kick into the back to Ormston. Well, great work there, as Ormston will look to pump them inside 50 once again. Looking for Ioppi. Ioppi works his man off the ball beautifully, legally as well, and will turn around and you'd back Ioppi from here. He's 35, the mark is 35 metres out. He'll kick from 40, almost directly in front.
Yeah, maybe time for the Magpie coaching staff to move Burridge away. He just doesn't have the upper body strength to go with Ren Ioppi.
And after Corcoran sets up this goal, as Ioppi converts, he's straight off the field because Corcoran back out there, and Ioppi kicks his second goal this quarter, his third for the game, as it is really opening up. 8-5-53 to 4-1-25, the Belconnen Magpies yet to trouble the scorers in the second term.
Yeah, they just can't get it out of the middle at all at the moment in this quarter. Tigers have done all the attacking and their experienced guys. Lesby and Ioppi now have 7 of the 8 goals for the Queanbeyan Tigers. They're right on top. Just have a look up there and see if they've made any moves. As Porter wins the tap, can they break free out of the middle? Whitford had it, lost it, still in the middle. They all dive in on the cricket pitch, and the umpire, is he going to ping someone? No, he's going to call for a ball up. So still in the centre. It's 53 playing 25. The Tigers have opened it up with 4-3. They kicked 4-2 in the first quarter. They kicked 4-3 in 10 minutes in this quarter, as Porter gets a free kick from the ruck contest. Now the Magpies get their first inside 50. They go looking for Eckersley. Couldn't take the mark. At the back of the pack, picking it up was Tao. Quick kick. Ooh, that swung back. And it was almost a miraculous goal from the right forward pocket. But just a behind, 53 now to 26. Quick kick in by the Tigers. Works out so far. They mark it in the back pocket. Chip over the top. That's dangerous. Nancarro just took the mark. Plays on quickly. Goes very wide. And it's marked just inside the line by Sam Daniel. So they look to swing it back into the middle, and Nancarro, well, that was surely a mark. Umpire said no. Had it knocked out of his hands, it should have been a high tackle free kick. Belconnen work it forward. There should be players loose here. Eckersley, well, what was he doing? He went for the shepherd instead of the mark, and the ball will run over the line, and we'll have a boundary throw in the right forward pocket for the Magpies. They're into attack again. They trail by 27 points, though. Quade went up unopposed. P-slip at the back, trying to pick it up. In goes Bo Watts. Sees it safely over the line. We'll have another boundary throw in. Right forward pocket for the Magpies. They need some quick goals to get back into this game.
Yeah, definitely need to do some work here, the Magpies, as the throw-in takes place. As, well, Leckersley missed it. Good second up attempt that time. Clearing the ball now. The Tigers have got some run. Mackey on the burst. 2 bounces, 3 bounces. He go through the centre. Davis with a good shepherd. He kicks long up to centre half forward. Ioppi held off it. And the umpire, well, he decides to pay the mark. That's a fair enough call. As Ferns now takes a good strong mark in the right half forward flank. He turns around, gets up, starts running immediately. Umpire calls him back and says, you've got to take it over your mark. As he looks to go short, good short pass going to Keys. Keys with Hare in front of him. Number of players kicking into the man of the mark already today. Keys bombs it up. Tigers all with numbers there, and it's a strong mark taken back there by Ben Jabornik. So Jabornik looking forward. One-on-one contest down the lines, but he decides to go there. In fact, it turned out to be a 1-4. Bouncing ball falls favour of Curtis. He tackled immediately by Hare, and Hare will get the free kick. Dropped the knee into his head there just on the way through too. Mal, that's some good Collingwood play for you.
Chips it over the top, and it should be marked by Sam Daniel. It is. He swings it high towards the goal square. Up they go. In front of Ioppi. Couldn't take the mark. At the front of the pack, they all dive on it. Coming through, Tigers player Davis couldn't break out of the pack. Still a hot footy at half forward. In goes Hare, he falls over. His teammates can't pick it up, and the umpire will be forced to ball this up about 30 out, right in front of the Tigers' goals.
As we click towards the 18-minute mark of the second term here in the 2010 Reserve Grade Grand Final, it is the Tigers, 53, leading the Magpies, 26, and the ball inside 50. Sam Daniel just dropped it cold. Magpies, well, they're clearing it away, but the ball's coming back. Didn't see who the free kick's going to. It's going to Balconnen.
Call advantage.
Don't know if that is an advantage, though. They've been struggling to get it over the halfway line, and they had the ball at the halfway point. As the kick is wide, that's out on the full. Well,
it's all going wrong here for Balconnen.
Yep, it is indeed. Oh, no, that's 50, because he's thrown the ball straight into the chest of Sean Kelly. And Sean Kelly says, thank you very much. I'll kick this one on a fairly tight angle from about 5 metres.
Yeah, Langham, the man giving away the 50, very frustrated. He thought it wasn't out on the full, and then he's just turned around and thrown it straight in Kelly's face.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, he's bringing him. I thought it only was this, it got to the goal square that you brought him straight in on it, but the umpire says no, he was in the square now, and that means you go straight in front, and it turned an easy kick into a gimme. And Sean Kelly gets his first, and it is all going the Tigers' way here as we hit the 20-minute mark of the 15, first term. 15-minute mark of the first term.
Yeah, 9-5-59 now, Queanbeyan. Balconnen 4-2-26. It's 5-3-1 behind in this quarter, so the Tigers have really broken it open. And I'm not sure the coach will be too happy with that play by Langham, giving away an easy goal there. Bounced down outside the circle, so he'll have another go. Probably throw it up this time.
Well, it wasn't his first bad bounce of the day too, Mal, and we're getting towards half time, so we've got the pick of the umps here, I'd say.
Up he throws it this time. Quade probably won the tap. Shark by hair. Handball over the top goes to Corcoran, but he missed it. Coming through, though, was his teammate Davis. Tries to pick it up. They work it forward again through a soccer ball. Who's up there? Ioppi, well, his handball was way too quick for his teammate. The Magpie defence getting back in numbers. Can they do anything with it, though? He's almost kicked an own goal there. His teammate slipped over in the goal square, but
high tackle.
High tackle and a lucky free kick, because they were under the pump back there where the Magpie defence, almost a suicide kick across the goals. But he's pumped this one out towards the scoreboard, but it's, well, there were enough Queanbeyan players to pick it up, but they stood back and watched, and Porter came through. Well, that's almost an elbow
to the head,
with a fend, but anyway, the umpire let it go. Back to the centre of the ground, running onto it, Meikle, and he's tried to get into the play.
That's ball.
He's dropped it, umpire agrees. He tried to do too much there, Meikle, and he's given it up.
Looks like Moss with the white boots there pumps it up towards the scoreboard. Great punch by the Tigers, although it's been chopped off. That was dropping the ball, umpire. He's not seen that. The hand pass is an indiscriminate one and turned it over. But the tackle and, well, there's a bit of a fist going on in the background as it's pumped in again by Moss. Inside 50, Ioppi comes out. He flattens the pack. Bouncing ball, Magpies trying to play it forward again. It was kicked out of the air by Curtis. Bouncing into space. Tigers getting back there first, and Tigers will turn around and look. Well, that is just too easy. Breaks through two tackles, takes a bounce, runs to centre wing, kicks long, but kicks poorly, and Porter takes a strong mark.
In fact, he's been paid the free kick for around the neck.
They
must have got up high to get around his neck, but anyway, he sends it back towards half forward at the back. It should be a Tigers mark. It is.
Need to switch it to hair. No, they
didn't see him, and he goes to the outer side.
No, they've got space.
They certainly do, and here's Moss again. He's racked up about 6 possessions in a minute. His kick couldn't find a teammate. They're going in there. Bo Watts puts a good bump on, but again the Magpies are first to the ball. They send it back towards half forward. Rhodes, well, that was an interesting attempt to mark, and there's a whistle from the umpire.
Long way down the ground.
70 metres away, and he's going to pay a down the field free kick to Balconnen. Not sure what that was for. Anyway, they've got the ball.
They've got no one really in attacking position forward too. They've all been sucked up the ground, which is part of the reason why there's no structure forward for Balconnen. The Tigers have really played them out of it. Pack off hands, goes back in towards Breedis. Breedis kicks to space, and the boundary line beats the Tigers, and we'll have a throw in to take place in there, right half back flank. Here, as we tick towards the 19 minute mark of the second term, 2010 Reserve Grade Grand Final on sportradio.com.au, Tigers 59, Belconnen 26.
As Queanbeyan work it forward again, Davis should take the mark. He does. Almost a 50 there, pushed to the ground after he marked it. He's right out on the centre wing.
Jared Daniel needs to make a strong lead. Here he comes now. Daniel's got a few paces on his opponent, and the ball hits him on the chest at 50.
He'll need to get it off to a teammate. He does. He's got one in the middle who takes the mark. Chip over the top. Should find a loose teammate again, and it's Sam Daniel this time. He'll take the mark. 30 out, not much of an angle to speak of, and the Belconnen defence is rapidly becoming a rabble as loose Queanbeyan players are everywhere in the forward line. It's been 5 goals to none so far in this quarter. This will be 6 if he gets it, as a host of changes being made by the Tigers. We'll pick some of them up in a minute. So Sam Daniel trying to join his brother Jared in his goal scoring. That's a woeful kick. Doesn't even get the distance, but Ioppi somehow manages to work his way to the front and take a chest mark 10 metres out from goal. He chips it backwards because he had a poor angle, but the umpire said, no, you've got to come back.
Well, Ioppi's body work today has been superb up forward, and considering that most people, when they've seen Ioppi either in the centre of the field or down back for the first grade side, wouldn't realise that he spent a lot of his time before he came to Queanbeyan playing in Sydney, where he did play forward. So no one surprised when he goes forward, and he goes forward with such confidence. The kick across the face and through for a behind.
Kicked it like a backman. But the Tigers don't really care at this point in time because they have a big lead. They're 9-6-60, Belconnen 4-2-26, 20 gone. Second quarter, chip kick in is effective. They need to move it quicker though, Belconnen. They've just been caught out here. Posh has made a long lead on the wing. He can't get a touch in the forward line. It's marked by Whitard at the back. Now he's got a problem. He handballs it over the top though to Garrett. He's been quiet for an experienced player. That's a wobbly old kick. Doesn't hit a target. Mackie got it for the Tigers. Handball in the middle goes to McGavin. He's got a problem, but he gets it back to Mackie. Just needs to kick it. He does, but it went about 3.5 metres. Belconnen will cut it off. Garrett bumped as he kicked it, and that'll be out on the full. He's had a dirty day, as has a lot of his teammates. They started brightly, the Magpies, but they've just completely dropped their bundle. And the free kick's going to come back to Hayden Kelly. Well, the umpire being millimetre perfect here in setting the mark. He plays on. Chips a high kick. That's a 2-on-1. It's going to work out. I know Sam Daniel lost a hand, but the umpire has paid holding the man free kick, has he? No? Yes, he has. Again, he pointed the wrong way. So he chips it back into the middle. Loose Tiger player here. Plays on quickly. It's a long kick from Caden Watts. Couldn't find a target. It's at half forward for the Tigers. Can they get another goal? There's a whistle. And it's a free kick coming back to Queanbeyan for a holding the man decision. So he'll go back and line it up as we come up to 21 minutes in the second quarter, almost half time here. And Belconnen still haven't kicked a goal in this quarter. So the kick on its way.
Looks good.
Queanbeyan. Looks pretty good from here. It is. Just trying to pick up that player that kicked that one.
Running straight back to the centre now.
Yeah, we'll get him in a minute. 10-6-66. The Tigers 4-2-26 at Belconnen, so 40-point lead. This game, barring a miracle, good enough to over at half time. And that player, I think, is the guy that went back to half back.
So I thought it was Caden Watts.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll put it down to him. We'll check at half time.
Yep.
66-26.
All right. Well, they've changed umpires in the centre, obviously, Mal. Yeah. The bounces are gone south.
Yeah. As soon as you gave him a rap, You're bouncing them straight, two in a row.
No, I didn't wrap him until he made the first mistake. Now I'm potting him. As Porter gets a solid tap on it, but Hare just running through the centre, providing so much drive. Kicked off the ground, that's a bit airy-fairy stuff there by Bo Watts, out towards the boundary line in front of the Jack Pendleton scoreboard, and it will be a throw-in to take place. Once again, the ball just coming out of the centre so easily for the Tigers. It's good to watch if you're a Tigers fan. It's agony for Belconnen, who choked on the under-18s grand final only an hour or so ago.
As back to centre wing again, but there's 3-on-2 to the Tigers, and they should be able to work it out of defence. At the moment, Hare's got it, he takes the mark. He's right on top in the middle. Wide kick.
Oh, Ormston let that go.
Yep, and he ran onto it beautifully. Wobbly old kick up towards Ioppe. What's he do? He lets it bounce. Tackles his opponent, falls to the ground, quick handball to McGavin. He can go over the top if he wants. He has a shot, though. It's not going to get the distance in the goal square. Daniel, was he tackled without
it? Off the ground? No.
No, umpire said rush through from behind. 10-7-67, Queanbeyan 4-2-26, the Magpies. 6-0 in this quarter. Chip in. Finds Keys. He plays on quickly, brings it wide. Looking for his teammate in Tau. Can he take it on the second grab? No. Worked under it by the Queanbeyan Tiger player. Quick hands out of the pack. Gatenby. His wobbly old kick towards centre wing should be cut off by Jabornik. Needs to kick it. Just got a kick away before he's tackled. It went to Leschke more by accident than anything else. That kicks over Davis's head. He gets it back, though. Was he tackled around the neck? Umpire said, holding the ball. Bit hard to get around it. Get rid of it when your head's tackled.
Can't run without a head, they say.
Yep, but the free kick to the Magpies. Out of the defence, they go through Rhodes again. Out towards the wing, they can't take the mark, though.
Hare again. He didn't like the treatment he got as we are right on half time here at Marnica Oval.
He's going to get a free, though, because he must have got a cheap one.
All right, he needs to go quickly here.
Byron's gone, though. Time's up.
Well, Torpet. He's going back to Torpet too now.
He's got to kick it 100 metres.
Yep, it's going to be an interesting one. They need all the Queanbeyan players back there to shepherd that thing through. Or as soon as it stops bouncing, it's half time.
Absolutely so no chance of any score
he
here.
He loads up, and that's got to be out on the full. It's still bouncing, hasn't gone out yet. Now it has, we're at half time.
Half time here at Marnica Oval in the reserve grade grand final. An absolutely dominant quarter there by the Tigers. 6-5-1 behind sees them lead at the halftime break. 10-7-67 to Belconnen, 4-2-26. Goal scorers for the Tigers, Leschke 4, Ioppe 3. Singles to Jared Daniel, Sean Kelly and Caden Watts. And for the Magpies, the same as they were at quarter time. Eckersley, Jordan, Posh and Meikle.
Yes, well, you thought at the quarter time, I said, whilst we're at the break, that it looked like a very even contest.
Not at all.
It's not at half time. We'll take a break on sportradio.com.au. Be back with all the second half action, of course, a simulcast on QBNFM.
Grand final here at Marnica Oval as the Belconnen Magpies join the Queanbeyan Tigers back out on the field. And for all you listeners through QBNFM football, great news at half time. The Tigers, after a dominant second quarter, have a big lead. They lead by 41 points here in the grand final, 10-7-67 to 4-2-26. At quarter time, it was the Tigers by just 1 point, 4-2-26, with two late goals to the Magpies, 4-1-25. They started well, Belconnen, but did not kick a goal in that second quarter, and the Queanbeyan Tigers racked up 6-5. So 10-7-67 to 4-2-26 here at half time. The goal scorers, and it's the experience of Leschke and Ioppe dominating in the forward line. 4 to Leschke, 3 to Ioppe. Singles to Jared Daniel, Sean Kelly and Caden Watts. And for the Magpies, Eckersley, Jordan, Posh and Meikle are the goal scorers. Earlier in the day, the under-18 grand final was taken out by Marist. They were well behind at half-time, but finished strongly to win 9-7-61 to Belconnen, 6-14-50. Bad kicking there by the Magpies in the under-18s cost them victory there with 20 shots to 16. So we're just getting ready for the second half action to get underway here at Marnica Oval. 25-minute fixed-term quarters in the reserve grade grand final. Don't forget, we'll be bringing you all the action in the first grade, Ainslie taking on Eastlake this afternoon as well. It's been a dominant second quarter performance by the Tigers, as I'm joined in commentary again today by Craig Revell. How are you, Craig?
Not too bad, thanks, Mal. It's been a great first half, and I'm going to put the plug in now because we're simulcast at the moment on QBNFM and sportradio.com.au. And for those Tigers fans that want to relive the first half, well, we have definitely got the opportunity there on Sport Radio later tonight. Ball up in the centre, and Quade gets first hands on it for the Tigers. It's 10-7, 67 to 4-2, 26 as the umpire will ball it up for another bounce as Quade was immediately wrapped up here in that after that first bounce. Ball up again, Belconnen. Porter, he took that out the ruck, and he's going to be he's going to be penalised for it, as the Queanbeyan Tigers tackling is ferocious. They are up on a high here at after half time. A great kick out nails Jared Daniel on the chest as he runs in towards goal. It's another goal. It's been raining goals since quarter time for the Tigers, and Daniel Jared on the burst breaks through and kicks his second of the afternoon. Daniel Jarrett now with two goals this afternoon, moving the Queanbeyan Tigers score along to a huge deficit. It's 11-7, 73 to 4-2, 26. Ball back in the centre. Tigers football on QBNFM and sportradio.com.au.
Just what the Belconnen Magpies didn't want there is out of the middle. They win it this time through Hodder. High kick. Can't be marked by his teammate, but he's going to get a free kick for on the shoulder. He turned around and sent it long. That was Boyd. He's been moved into attack, obviously. At the back is Meikle. And no right foot, so he had to swing around back onto his left. Kicked it over the head of Rhodes. He traps it. Now it's Chisholm. Shot on goal. It's a bit of a grubber. Tigers defence in front. Can't pick it up. Ball spills to the front of the pack, right in the goal square here for the Magpies. They badly need a rush of goals to get back into this game. Nobody can break free. It's like a rugby scrum as Chisholm puts a tackle on, but he's tackled the man without the ball, and it's going to be a Queanbeyan free kick in defence, and Watts sends it long to that outer side. It's a good mark by his teammate, who plays on quickly into the middle of the ground. There's three Tiger players loose. Can they run onto it? Through comes Daniel. Beautiful handball over the top to Leschke. He can run into an open goal. Kick on its way. Swings back straight through the middle. And that's five goals now to Andrew Leschke. And the Tigers romping away with the reserve grade grand final. Looks like it's going to be back-to-back flags for the Tigers in reserves. 12-7, 79. Belconnen 4-2, 26. Haven't scored a goal, have the Magpies, since the middle of the first quarter. They've been absolutely swamped as we've played 4 minutes in this third quarter.
Amazing, isn't it, Mal, that we saw up to quarter time such a close contest, and then it was out of that quarter time break, the Tigers just completely dominating the play from there on in, and they haven't been headed since.
There's a free kick here because Chris Davis is getting under everyone's skin, and the Belconnen player pushed him into the centre square before the ball was bounced, so it's an automatic free kick. Quade takes it, beautiful kick, finds his teammate loose at half forward. It's Mackey, he sends a long bomb. It's going, 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 straight through the middle. Simon Mackey, beautiful kick.
Mackey's played well in the first half today, Mal, and he's getting rewarded now with a great goal in the third term, and it really does look like Belconnen have completely dropped their bundle, and they look very dejected. I went down to the rooms at half time, and there wasn't a lot of well, G'ing up going on in that Belconnen room at half-time, and it certainly reflected to a very stagnant performance here, as a high tackle is going to go the way of Dennis Quaid for the Tigers. He's got plenty of options forward because they're all streaming that way for the Tigers.
Long kick, and there's another mark outside the 50 to Leschke. He just pops it around the corner. He's got a player working forward. The kick was too long. Can they run back onto it? No, the Belconnen defence get there, but they're under pressure, but they work it out this time through Turnbull. Wide kick. Tigers in front, though. Bad bounce. So it finishes up back with Ferns for Belconnen. Handball releases Chisholm. He kicks it up forward, and he's got a player loose. Finds him. Still on the centre wing, though. It's 85 to 26. Tigers in front out. They all come from defence. Eckersley, well, he looked to push his man out of it. Umpire said play on. Rhodes picked it up. Kicks it to the goal square. Meikle traps it. Can't get onto his left foot. Is it holding the man? No, it's a rush behind to the Magpies. So it's 13-7 to 4-3. Tigers playing quickly. McGavin couldn't mark it. Picked up by Garrett. He's been very quiet. Gets it across to Chisholm. Tried to break the tackle. Just got the handball away. Sharked by the Queanbeyan defence, though. Now McGavin handballs it back to fullback, and Heaslip with the kick around the corner's a beauty. No, it was Mackey that time.
It's found to Heaslip.
Found Heaslip. Now he plays on through the centre. Out comes Leschke again. Couldn't quite get there. And getting back, it's Jordan taking the mark.
Jordan kicked the first goal of the game, Mal, in the early minutes of the first term. And he's been held quiet ever since. He kicks to Rhodes. Rhodes now looks long, and it's dropped by Eckersley inside 50. The ball bounces over, and it's eventually rushed over the boundary line. Just outside of 50 here, in front of the Jack Fingledon scoreboard that says 11 minutes have gone in the third term, and Queanbeyan are leading 13-7-85 to Belconnen 4-3-27.
Ruck contest slapped it to the back. It's all Belconnen, though. Boyd's got it. Now he's got a problem. He went for the big fin. Kicks a wobbly one out near the scoreboard. It's a one-on-one. Chisholm and Ormston. Tigers break out of the pack again. Send it towards centre wing. Haven't got any players there. Which way will it bounce? Well, it bounced luckily for Queanbeyan because Davis almost ran onto it. But the defence of Belconnen worked together. And again, they go very wide, though. But they've still got their ball on that outer side of the ground. Now that kick's gone into about row three.
Yep, and the wind looking like it is very much favouring the Tigers in this third term. I'm looking at a whole bunch of Queanbeyan Premiership flags that have been brought over from the Tigers club, and they are starting to really show that wind favouring the church end at Manuka Oval, as a long kick forward. That's a big bomb. Pack forms at forward a centre wing. Bouncing ball. It cleared the pack over the top. Queanbeyan trying to get it out. It eventually comes free. And the umpire has picked up a free kick to Belconnen here, saying holding the ball. Interesting. The ball was free in another player's hand when the free kick was paid.
So Belconnen look to work it forward again. Short kick over Porter's head, taken by Quaid. Got a handball away, but it went nowhere. Porter got it.
Oh, he's gone there.
Well, that's
a throw.
Fair dinkum. Umpire said play on. Queanbeyan still have it in the middle of the ground. Corcoran coming through. Can he control it? No. Lost the handball. Here comes Ioppi. But Jordan getting back for Belconnen. Wobbly handball, but it's picked up by his teammate in Burridge. He's had a dirty day. Ioppi's cleaned him up. A long kick. Falling to the ground was the Belconnen player. Mackey kept his feet. He chips it over the top. Not sure who, too, because it bounced in front of everyone. Hare and off his hands over the line. We'll have a boundary throw in.
Hare was dominant in that second term, just really giving Queanbeyan so many movements forward and opportunities from that. Let's hope he can keep that level of intensity up for the rest of the game. He gets it now. Hand pass away. No, he's been called for tackling, holding the ball. So they're red hot on the holding the ball rule ever since half time. The kick was over the top of Rhodes' head.
That's 50 metre penalty. Obviously some mouthing off there.
Yeah. Like, how was I holding the ball? I hand passed it.
So up towards centre wing now.
No one on the mark.
Well, the umpire being very pedantic about who's got to take the free kick. The wrong player had the ball. So Belconnen, chip it inside 50. There's a whistle and we've got to come back again.
Well, that's very interesting, because The ball was delivered inside 50, and it's the umpire who is in the defensive half of the field is the one that's calling it back.
Well, the wrong bloke, he's obviously...
The first bloke who kicked it is the bloke whose free kick it was.
Yep. And they added another 10 metres onto the mark, so he's now inside the 50. He almost off
kicked
the boot.
Yeah, he almost kicked it into the mark.
Out came McGavin and fell over. Quick hands from the Eckersley, went across to his teammate, and he's kicked his first for the day. And that's the first goal since the middle of the first quarter for Belconnen. Tigers 13-7-85, the Magpies at 5-3-33, and we've played 10 minutes in this third quarter.
Yeah, goal scorers so far for Belconnen are Tawil just kicking that one. Jordan kicked the first. Posh kicked the second. Then it was Eckersley and Mickle who are the goal kickers for the Belconnen Magpies. As Quade gets the tap, hand passed away by Hare to no one in particular. Bouncing ball comes back to the Tigers now as Daniel kicks it forward. Bounced away and punched well that time by Ferns, who gets tackled immediately, slammed into the ground. Bouncing balls picked up by Dez, who kicks it centre wing, Grant's hand side. Turned away by Chisholm, who kicks inside 50 on a good lead, but couldn't get to the fall of the ball quickly enough. That was Posh, who couldn't get forward again. Ball on the ground. Posh hacks it off the ground now, and it's retrieved by Corcoran. And Tigers will set it up. Hare hands it off immediately. Tigers kicking through the centre now. That was a great kick by Bo Watts, who kicked up the centre half forward, but pushed off it was the Tigers player in Ioppi. And Turnbull, who's back there now, clears it for the Magpies.
Meikle's got it. Away he goes. Has a bounce. Chips it. Wide kick out there looking for Eckersley. It bounced off his chest and went about 60 metres. He retrieved it though, dodges around his opponent, has a banana shot, and it's out on the full because it hit the right behind post. Way too much hook on that one. And the crowd cheered when it hit the post. 85-33, Tigers well in front here, 12 minutes gone. Third quarter, McGavin will take the free kick for Queanbeyan. Back-to-back flags coming up for the Tigers in reserve grade. It's been a good week for their team because Dennis Quade was the league best and fairest as well in reserves. And we should say that the Tigers did brilliantly on Tuesday night because Mitch Danaher won back-to-back in the first grade and Jake Oram won the under-18s. First club to win all three as they work it forward again. Great mark, Ioppi. Too strong overhead again. Chip kick. He's got a player loose. Leschke. He'll line it up for goal number six.
And whilst we're talking about awards from Tuesday night, Mulrooney Medal night, we should also acknowledge Merv Armstrong, the retiring coach of the Queanbeyan Tigers. He also picked up another leading goal kicker award in the seniors.
Yeah, so it was a big night for Tiger fans, Mulrooney night. As Andrew Leschke has five... Distance shouldn't be a problem. Matter of accuracy, he's got the win with him as well. Kick on its way, looks pretty good. He was celebrating as soon as he hit it.
That's his sixth of the day, Mal. He's dominated down forward. And when you consider we were talking about in the first half on Sport Radio about the fact that this Queanbeyan side doesn't have a noted full forward, they're doing all right through Ioppi and Leschke in this grand final.
Certainly are. It's 14-7-91 to 5-3-33, turning into an absolute rout, which we all didn't see at quarter time when it was only a point the difference.
And Tigers had only just got the point on the siren.
Yep, back in the middle, and Moss trying to work it forward for Queanbeyan. Couldn't get it, but he lays a good tackle, holds the ball in, and the umpire says we'll have another bounce. So 91 playing 33, almost 15 minutes gone this third quarter.
Bounce down in the centre, favours Porter of the Magpies, who a bouncing ball goes back into the hands of Sam Daniel. He hacks it forward, and getting back there in a good strong mark was Burridge, who has had his colours lowered today, and they've moved him off Ioppi now. Kick is a good one, making the most of it was a good grab by Boyd, who played on immediately, got flattened after he kicked it. Bouncing balls at the feet of Tawil. to Will, the only goal scorer after half time so far for Belconnen. In fact, the only goal scorer after the first half of the first term. Tigers mucking around with it down back and have been pinged. As it was holding the ball that time. Can't quite pick up. Is that Bo Daniel?
Yeah, it's one of the Watts boys.
Yeah, Bo Watts just getting pinged that time. So the ball's in the hand of Keyes, and Keyes is going to look to try and convert on a reasonably tight angle. He'll kick from 40 metres out. He moves in now. He's got the Buddy Franklin arc working for him, and he slipped over and kicked it out on the full. Such is the day that the Queen, that the Magpies are suffering.
Yes, that was an absolute shocker.
He even went with the big Buddy Franklin natural arc too, Mal.
Yes, even though he wasn't a left footer, so he finished up running so far that he tripped himself over and finished up on his backside. Long kick out. Nobody can mark at the back. Burridge gets it for the Magpies. Sends it back towards half forward in front. It's all Queanbeyan. Nobody can take the mark. Coming out of the pack, Boyd got a wobbly hand pass. Again, nobody can grab it. Now the Magpies do. Quick kick. There's a way to the right through from behind.
14-7, 91. Plays, what is it now? 34. As the bouncing ball, Tigers just having trouble clearing it out of 50 here. They've kicked now, hacked it to centre wing, where it's a 2-on-1. Belconnen player first there, but a great shepherd on the hand pass by Hayden Kelly. He works back hard too to try and get it. Hacked off the ground by Belconnen's desk, but only as far as Sean Kelly, who kicks it inside 50. Leschke overruns it. Iopi working hard at ground level, shrugs off one, leans back, tries to kick over the body. Which way will it bounce? He's got Queanbeyan players streaming in after the ball, but it bounces up and hits the woodwork, and it's counted as another bind. 14-8-92, Queanbeyan to Belconnen, 5-4-34, 16 minute mark of the third term.
Yeah, Nankara just couldn't get to that one as the kick-in's a long one, out looking for Rhodes. He traps it just inside the line, no one to kick to, but he dodges and weaves out of the first tackle, back into the middle. Hodder's got it now, he goes for a run. He needs to bounce it or kick it. He was tackled, just got it away. Tails got it. Under pressure, goes back to Hodder. They turn it over. Queanbeyan out of the pack. Sean Kelly's got it. Campbell puts his teammate under pressure. He should have just kicked it. He finishes up back with it anyway. He can have a long shot. Kick on its way. It's a mongrel. Away to the left and through from behind.
Well, everyone's lining up now, Mal, aren't they? They really want to.
Yeah, they want a goal on the grand final. It's 14-9-93 to 5-4-34.
The hand pass was a hospital one. That would have got him if he had have not been moving so quickly. He would have been on his way to Woden now. As Belconnen kick out, almost chopped in there by Leschke, but the mark is taken by Keyes, who turns around. He's got absolutely nothing on forward. He bombs it long, hoping someone will run into space, and the only man that's running anywhere near the ball is Queanbeyan. He kicks two, centre-half forward, and Davis will take a mark. True centre-half forward position. He thought about dishing it off, but now I think he's going to go for the glory.
Yeah, he hasn't got a goal, and he should be able to ride this one on the wind and get the distance.
Although the wind's died off a little bit, Mal. So he might have to put it there himself. 52 metres out, the kick's on its way. Is it straightening up? It's not enough because it hits the woodwork just above the padding. So the kick had enough carry, and just probably needed a little bit of slice on that to get it through the big six. So 95 plays 34, and we're at the 18 minute mark of the what they call loosely as the Premiership quarter. On grand final day, I think they all count.
Certainly do. Second quarter finished up being the Premiership quarter, 6-5 to 1 point. As they muck around in the back line with the ball, do the Magpies. They bring it to the grandstand side after going the other way from the kick out. They look for Towel. It bounces in front of him. He picks it up well. Hooks the kick into the middle of the ground. Mark that if anyone can. Nobody can. It bounces to Jordan. Goes back to his teammate. Now Whitford's got it. Haven't called him much. He just gets his kick away before Moss whacked him. The ball spills to the front of the pack. Boyd, the big fella, picks it up. His kick's way to the right, and that'll go out on the full. It does. So the free kick will be taken in the back pocket by Watts. Chips it across the ground to find Mackey. He's been very solid in the back half. After some good experience in the seniors late in the season, he goes looking for his twin Heaslop. He couldn't take the mark. They all crash to the ground going in. Ormston can't pick it up for the Tigers, and the umpire will have to ball this one up. 14-10, 94 to 5, 4-34.
20 minute mark of the third term. Ormston gives the ball back to the umpire as they get set to ball it up once again. Quade gets hands on it, overrun by Ormston. Bouncing ball falls into the hands of Gattenby. Gattenby dispossessed, almost a big hack off the ground that time by Burridge. Almost tore Gattenby's hands off. Umpire has eventually found a throw, and it was Gattenby who was on the ground that time who just gave it the old Adelaide hand pass. Hare gets the free kick, hand passes off immediately, and good mark in the right half-forward flank is taken that time by Sam Daniel, who plays on, wrong foot's the man on the mark, which opens up the centre-half forward position, and Mackey takes a good strong mark, and he'd love to, convert once again. He kicked a goal earlier this quarter, Mal, and he is looking like he's good to go once again.
Well, he shouldn't have any problem with the distance.
That wind's picking up again too, looking at the flags.
He's a beautiful kick of the football. So he's kicked a couple of 75 metre kick outs. He got under that one and it's drifting, but it held its line just long enough to go through for the fifth of the quarter to the Tigers, and they go to 15-10-100. Belconnen a 5-4-34. We've had 20 minutes in this quarter, so 5 minutes to go.
So they kick six in the second and now five in the third with 5 minutes of time on, if you like.
Yeah, the Magpies will be hoping the mercy rules applied at three-quarter time. Just hand the trophy over. You win. We're off.
Don't think it'll happen.
Don't think it'll happen, though. Back to the middle we go. Quade in ruck. Porter's having a spell finally. Rhodes gets the kick forward for Belconnen. But again, it's too high. Easy punch away for the Tiger defence. They've worked well since they got organised midway through that first quarter. Nobody can break free. Eckersley in the middle of the ground trying to find a kick. He pumps it high. Teammate gets under it and takes an uncontested mark as that ball dropped a bit in the wind.
Looking forward though, Mal, a lot of young players in this Queanbeyan Tigers side, and when they're getting a good solid win up against the Magpies, who have been a hoodoo team for the Queanbeyan Tigers in the past, if they get that winning culture as a reserve grade player, hopefully they will carry that. It's kicked into the man on the mark, and the Tigers are going to get a free kick here for a high fend on Hare. That's not Hare, is it? It's Cochran. So Cochran now to clean out the back line. But as I was saying, it's good because the Tigers, these young Tigers, will have a winning culture against the Magpies.
As Mackey sprints out of the back line again, wide kick looking for Sam Daniel, bad bounce. Going back there, well, it was almost taken by his brother, but coming through the big fella in Boyd, finally picks it up, sends it up towards half foot. It should be a mark to Posh. Hardly seen him after he started well in the first quarter. And there's a whistle on the play, and is it going to be 50 metres?
No, is it going back to where it was kicked? Because it's a reverse.
It's going to be a Queanbeyan free kick, is it?
It's Eckersley has given something away down back. And Eckersley's showing the number to the ump, but he hasn't gone for the notebook. So basically you've got a reversal. Posh is wondering what's going on, but he can speak to his teammate later about giving away that opportunity. And blood rule now. So we've got, is that Michael?
Meikle coming off. And there's a Queanbeyan player who's got to come off as well. It's Corcoran.
Now that's interesting. The interchange gate umpire saying you've got to come through the interchange gate. I didn't think you had to for a blood rule.
No.
No hair coming off now. He's had a.
That's Corcoran.
Oh, is that Corcoran?
He's a blood rule.
He's a blood rule as well. Well, Corcoran's had a solid game as well as Hare.
Yeah, it's been a good team performance. McGavin now with the ball. Sends it high and long. Well, there's no key player there to mark it. Boyd the only one, but he couldn't hang on. Ormston goes through the pack. Tried to get it to his teammate in Hayden Kelly. He couldn't go in there. Sean Kelly goes in to help out as well. It's ugly footy at the moment here at half forward for the Tigers. Belconnen trying to work it through. It spills off hands to Hare. He'll have a shot. And he's away to the left. Had more time.
Yeah, he could have run, taken a bounce even. But Hare, who hasn't got a goal yet, has missed that opportunity. The kick out gets Belconnen to outside of 50. They're going to try and pump it forward. They don't have numbers there, and great work, McGavin, taking front spot and taking a good strong mark, which means that the Tigers will rebound immediately. Now, one of the Daniels boys there in Sam was making space on the switch. He goes up the line. Leschke couldn't get enough reach on it to take it down, so Belconnen Magpies trying to work something as the hands goes to Rhodes. He bounces it once on centre wing, runs back in towards the square, takes two, three bounces, kicks inside 50, looking for the 45 of Fair, and Fair, who played a bit of time down back earlier in the game, has streamed up forward and has got the mark. He will have a 45 degree angle, of probably not even 45 degrees, but he'll definitely be kicking from 40 metres out. On about a 15 degree angle off centre, the kick looks alright, although it's a bit of a helicopter off the boot, and the Tigers get bodies back there. So, as you heard, the three-quarter time siren in the background, the Tigers completely in control. Here on QBNFM football, it's 15-11, 101 to Belconnen, 5-4, 34.
This outside broadcast is being brought to you by the Queanbeyan Tigers Club, a great sporting sponsor of 96.7 QBNFM football. So at three-quarter time, it's 15-11, 101 to 5-4, 34. Just 25 minutes of play left in this reserve grade grand final. And another dominant quarter there to the Tigers, 5-4 to 1-2. Checking the goal scorers for Queanbeyan, Leschke with 6, Ioppi 3, Mackey has 2, and singles to Sean Kelly and Caden Watts. And just the 5 for Belconnen, the one in that quarter went to Tau, the Eckersley, Jordan, Tau, Posh and Meikle are the goal scorers. So what started off as a very promising game, 26-25 at quarter time to the Queanbeyan Tigers, has turned into a rout, with the Tigers leading by 67 points at three quarter time, 15-11, 101 to 5-4, 34. Don't forget to stay tuned to QBN FM football this afternoon. We'll have the first grade grand final coming up. The game starts at 2:15. We'll be on air from about 2:10 for the national anthem and the team lists for that game.
And it just might take a chance. I know the Queanbeyan Tigers Club wants to thank a lot of people. They probably aren't listening because they're all out there working still, but certainly some appreciation from the Queanbeyan Tigers to Noel Miller, Kay Parsons, Rob Cook, Mark Lindbeck, Joan Vosnix, and of course the sports medicine staff of Jane Haddock, Fred Gizek, Gary Bullivant, Judy Mustard, Chrissy Craven, Wendy Downey, the masseurs Bob Griffin and Graham Harmer, Wally Thompson, the osteopath Karen Stepp, physiotherapist is Danny Rutten, and then the runners Paul James and Scott Taylor, Andrew Regan. So, and also Wally Thompson, who keeps time there in the box with Nick Vosnick. So a lot of people, far too many for me to be able to mention them all here. And of course we look forward to seeing all the action from the Queanbeyan Tigers in 2011, as the coaching appointment was made last week, Mal.
Yes, the Tigers have a new coach, and just trying to remember his name. Sorry, I just don't have it in front of me. So.
All right.
Yeah, so he's been a
former Queanbeyan Tigers coach in the, I think, in the 90s. Went up to Queensland and did some coaching up there. And I was looking for it in the record, and that's why I've come back to you.
Yeah, so no, I just can't think of his name off the top of my head. But, yeah, he has been involved in the club previously and in a coaching role. He was certainly helping them out during the season as well when he could, and I think he's not currently living in the area, but he is relocating back, so that'll be a good thing for the Tigers to have someone that they're familiar with, and he's familiar with the players, so it won't be a complete change for them.
And I'll just mention, as we did during the call of the game, leading goal kickers from Mulrooney Medal Night and the award winners, Mark Armstrong, 57 goals across the year, so certainly with all the pressure on him to coach the team, it didn't hurt his performance in front of goals. Division 2 went to Nathan Gretz. I know I played with some Gretz over at ANU years and years ago. He kicked 55 goals this year, and Maris Daniel Campbell in the under-18s kicked 85 goals this year. The Gary Robb Rising Star Award went to Ben Simmons of Tuggeranong. The Umpire of the Year, it's always an interesting award. The Umpire of the Year went to Gavin Whitehouse. The AFL Canberra admissions to the 200 Club was Greg Healy, the umpire, Greg Healy. The AFL Canberra Life Members Award went to Don Andrews. The AFL Canberra Hall of Fame inductees, Robert White, Bruce Watman and Ken McDonald. The CW Chandler Club Championship Awards, the Ainslie Football Club. Then the Under-18s Award, the T.A. Wharton Trophy to Jake Oram. He received 18 points. The AFL Canberra Division 2 Jay McNamara Medal went to Sean Elias of Tuggeranong on 12 points and Dennis Quaid on 12 points. And the AFL Division 1 Mulrooney Medal on 17 points went to Mitch Danaher. So a great night for the Tigers at Mulrooney Medal Night, as we mentioned during the call of the third term.
As you mentioned there, Gavin Whitehouse, the Umpire of the Year, couldn't get a gig today. It's the emergency. So
really?
Yeah, it's interesting that the Umpire of the Season at the Mulrooney...
I wonder who votes on that. I know we didn't get a vote.
Yeah, nobody would get any if that was the case. Anyway, almost in readiness for the last quarter here. 25 minutes to go. It's 101 playing 34. Tigers in front. They'll have another flag to unfurl out at Dairy Farmers Stadium at the beginning of next season, to go with the many that they've brought with them on the outer side of the ground. Good to see plenty of support here for the Tigers on that outer side of the ground today.
An hour away to the start of the grand final. If you've not got anything on, great atmosphere. It's good to see when you've got six Canberra teams in the grand final that there is a bit of a crowd out here at Marnica Oval, as Porter and Quaid do the ruck work, and Quaid, who turned back onto the ball, was immediately set upon, and it is going to be of a secondary bounce next to the concentric circles. Quaid gets the fist on it, secondary fist that time over the top, Sean Kelly. Ball comes out the back though, and it's the Magpies' way. Helicopter kick up forward to the half forward line, bouncing ball, beats to Will. He tries to go back on it, but Mackie is back there for the Tigers, and he will kick across the ground as they start to set something up. Good hands from Sam Daniel, gets it off to, I think it was Breeders, who kicked the centre wing. Bouncing ball though is going to beat Hollis, and it's over the boundary line, right on centre wing in front of the Canberra Milk Kids sign, as we'll have the throw in to take place with the Tigers. 15-11, 101 to Belconnen, 5-4-34.
Rhodes tried to break out of the pack for the Magpies, but couldn't do it. Now he gets a handball, but it's partly smothered by the Tigers' defence. Ormston, they work it back now. Quade's got it. He sends it towards the scoreboard in front. Davis, great mark. Wind picking up, so obviously the church end's going to be the scoring end probably later on in the day. Davis, a long kick up towards full forward at the back. Iopi waiting down, gets a handball across to Daniel. He swings around onto his right boot. It's coming back.
There's Jared Daniel.
Jared Daniel gets his third for the day.
Great work there. And what about the presence of mind from Iopi there? He saw four people all running at the contest. He took a step back knowing that there was going to be a major collision. Backed his luck that the ball would carry over the back of the contest and was able to get it out to Daniel, who, with a good strong kick across the body, makes the conversion. 16-11, 107 to 5-4-34. The Queanbeyan Tigers would be putting that scoreboard up into the change room for about the next season, wouldn't they, Mal?
Yeah, I don't think they've finished yet either. So back to the middle we go. Unfortunately, the bounce went out of the circle, so we'll call it back and have a throw up this time. Early going last quarter, as Ormston tried to run through the pack, but he went without the ball. It's still in the middle. Moss trying to work it forward. He lost a handle on it. Jordan's got it now for Belconnen. Goes to Rhodes. Long kick down looking for Posh. Missed him. Bad bounce. They beat everyone. Posh has got it now. He hooks it around the corner. Which way will it go? To the left and through from behind.
Mal, I need to tell you something. Belconnen not kicked a goal going towards the Manuka City or Church End of Manuka Oval in this game.
And given it's been the wind, then, that's hard to work out. As, again, a good kick from Heaslip finds a teammate. They bring it back to the centre of the ground and it'll be marked by Sean Kelly. He dodges around the man on the mark way too easily. Goes wide, looking for Davis. He's the only one out there. He picks it up now. Can he get away? He's tackled, and that'll be holding the ball. Tried to dodge the tackle, couldn't get the ball onto his boot, and he's penalised for holding the ball. 4 minutes gone last quarter, 107 plays 35. Hopefully the seniors will be a bit closer. As the kick's wide in front, Quade couldn't hang on, and it's a boundary throw-in on the outer side of the ground.
Yeah, Tigers still just easing up a little bit here as the... have dominated since quarter time. Porter gets the ruck, but he got shoved in the back and he's going to get the free kick as Quade didn't really make a valid attempt at the ball. Porter kicks forward inside 50. Posh trying to get to it. He let it bounce in front of him though, and the bounce took a leg break and it's over the boundary line. Almost as big a leg break as last night, where we saw your mate Brownie get the goal of the season.
Mm. Yeah, that was a good bounce, wasn't it? Yes.
Yes.
Ruck contest, whistle on the play.
They even had Dennis Cometti commenting on how Collingwood now not only have got the orange team paid off, but have also done something at the Sharon factory.
As the free kick from the ruck contest was the Belconnen one, the advantage was called to Hodder, who ran into an open goal and kicked Belconnen 6 for the game.
And they're first to that end, Mal.
Yep. 16-11-107, the Tigers. The Magpies are 6-5-41.
So you're only a 7-goal deficit in the last 20 minutes of AFL. Oh, there's a cheap shot. And it's a free kick to the Tigers as it will go back to Quade, who wasn't the man who got the jolt to the ribs from the goal scorer too, Hodder, who immediately gives a free kick away in the centre. And make matters worse, the man he slugged has taken the mark at centre half forward.
Short kick, out they come. Davis, great mark. Belconnen player claiming he touched it, but umpire having nothing of that. So Chris Davis has the mark. 40 metres out, directly in front. He'll be kicking into the breeze, so he might need to roost this one to get it there. We saw the kick on the three-quarter time siren from the Belconnen player not get the distance from further in. In he comes. Ooh. Oh, that's a shank off the boot in front. Tigers player couldn't mark it. Rhodes got it away to his teammate. And, he's bounced it onto his foot and it went the other way. But fortunately enough, they had room to move. Dez gets it back. That kick smothered off the boot. It's going wrong everywhere for Belconnen. Porter comes in to try and
Porter
up the mess.
Took up his own man,
yeah,
that time.
He almost took out Burridge. As they get it to the outer side now and into a bit of space, Chisholm's got it for the Magpies. He sends it up towards half forward, getting to the front.
Oh, nice
good mark
one
there by Bo Watts. Just Curtis couldn't get a handle on it at all.
They're just chipping it around short here. Mal, as Caden Watts gets into the action now and he takes a mark.
Called to play on, and he's tackled from behind.
That's a push in the back.
Well, it should be. What's the umpire going to say? Is it in the back, or is it holding the ball?
Well, he's waiting to see if the other umpire had called play on.
Well, he did. He was signalling play on from the centre, so
They're resetting the mark, or are they giving him a free kick for in the back? I can't work it out.
No idea, but it's a Queanbeyan ball. Corcoran's got it on the outer side of the ground. Sends it wide. That wind's really getting hold of the ball. Though up, he couldn't take the chest mark. They all dive in at half forward for the Tigers. It's going to be holding the ball against Belconnen. The man on the bottom was deemed to drag it in. Chip over the top, going to Iopi. Couldn't mark it. He keeps his feet. Belconnen player didn't. But there's two Magpies there, and they work it back around towards Chisholm near the scoreboard.
Chisholm now just backwards the centre wing, kicks into the centre, trying to get there was Rhodes, he got a fist on it, bouncing ball though comes towards the Magpies, and they set up now as Corcoran. It takes on a player, in fact that's not Corcoran, he's changed, or they've changed jumpers there, Mal.
Yeah,
it was Corcoran.
The man that went off with the blood rule's got a new jumper on.
Anyway, it's Corcoran now who has it, he kicks it wider still, and the Queanbeyan Tigers have a mark right in front of their supporters on the far side of the ground. It'll come back to Daniel, who's looking around, now plays on, he can't get a shepherd, he's running himself into trouble here as he kicks wide and finds Breedis, who's on the opposite side of the ground in front of the grandstand, and he'll look to load up.
Yeah, he ignored Mackey. Went longer, nobody can take the mark. Porter was back there, coming out deads for the Magpies. Should find Rhodes right in the middle, he does. He went to play on, but he was closed down by Daniel. Chip over the top is a little one, goes to Whitford, he's hardly touched it. He plays on with a high ball, out they all come, but they're all Tigers. Went to the back of the pack, Meikle there, he couldn't take it. Handballs it to open spaces. Bo Watts gets there, he sockers it along the line. It was partially smothered, came back into Posh, who got legged, and he'll get the free kick. Just inside the 50. So Posh, he has one goal, he had it early. But like a lot of his teammates, started well and has disappeared down the big...
It's a lot of very optimistic leads going on out there too, Mal.
Well, he should get the distance, Posh. It's all a matter of accuracy.
Starting right.
Tight in the pocket, it's a beautiful kick off the boot, straight over the goal umpire's cap, and that's his second. He's the first multiple goal scorer for the Magpies. The Tigers 16-11-107, the Magpies are 7-5-47. 10 minutes have gone in this last quarter, so 15 minutes left to play
at quarter time. Mal, I was quite concerned that Belconnen had had four goal scorers in the first quarter to the Tigers, who had only had two. Leski had kicked three and Iopi had kicked one, and I thought, if they've only got one avenue to goal, it could be a worry, but it hasn't turned out that way for the Tigers, although Leski has got six now for the game, and that's six of the nine that they're in front. There's a high tackle,
McGavin.
Jumper tackle. McGavin is going to have the free kick on the right half-back flank. He goes wider still, out towards the centre wing. Chip over the top, and a good solid lead that time, and the Tigers, through Breedis, will start to set something up. The kick short, drops in front of Mackey, who falls to ground before he's tackled. He hand passes it towards the Magpie player, but eventually Tigers with numbers, hand passing forward. Tigers running to 50, looking to deliver long. Hare can't chop off the mark that was floating over his head, and the Tigers will run it out of the back line. Plenty of open spaces on the grandstand side of the ground. Three bounces, then a kick to centre-half forward. Eckersley goes to the back of the pack. He gave up front position there, Eckersley. And a good mark taken that time by Hollis, who I haven't had to mention his name too often today because the ball just hasn't been down back that often. Working it out through short kicks, McGavin has it. The switch, the kick was a helicopter, gave Breas a bit more work than what he probably needed. And he gets it out to Mackey.
So the Tigers, that player out there has got a bit of cramp. They go back into the middle. Hollis takes the mark. Obviously benefited from a few games in the seniors as well, but he kicks a wobbler. They cut it off and it'll go back towards Chisholm. Can he keep it in? He lets it go. Now he picks it up, tackled. And there's three Tigers on one Belconnen player. And they win it away. They go up to half four. That's a mark to Davis. He played on quickly. Up to full forward, Iopi, too much strength. His kick was smothered off the boot, and the wide kick by the Magpies won't stay in, will it? Yes,
yeah.
It does. There's two Tigers there, though. They'll bring it straight back. They chip it into the middle, coming through Jabornik. Couldn't bend down and pick it up, so he lost it. Now they all dive on it. It spills out the back of the pack. Who's got it? The Belconnen defence have it at the moment. They go wide looking for Tau, and he'll take the mark.
Tau a long way from home as he's in the right half-back pocket as the kick's over the top. Jordan, who's been very quiet since the first term, but he's not Robinson Crusoe there. He kicks long up to Mackie. McGavin works him off the ball, and they get it to centre wing with ease. Caden Watts now loads up over the top, both players falling to ground. That allows Breeders to come round the back. He kicks to centre half forward, bouncing ball from Turnbull's chest. Tigers with numbers there, running hard. Jared Daniel, he's kicked a few today, but this time he hand passes it off. The kick goes inside 50, but chopped off there by Fair for Belconnen.
Goes across the ground to his teammate in Ferns. Chips it along the line to Tau. Almost 15 minutes gone last quarter. It's 107-47. 10 goal game for the Tigers. Back to back premierships. Long kick. Daniel Jabornik couldn't mark. It spills to the back. Well, Posh didn't even try to get that. But he puts a tackle on. Umpire said it was held in. And we'll have a ball up right on the centre wing.
Bounce down grandstand side. They're all watching it now. Posh kicks out of the pack, but Tigers just still have their structure down back. A good mark, Jared Daniel, who's down back at the moment. He goes to Breeders. As Breeders looking around, he's telling the umpire to get the man back on the mark. Very indecisive as he doesn't have a clear option up forward. Eventually running into space was Ben Jabornik. He couldn't get it taken cleanly. Eventually working hard at ground level is Daniel Jabornik, and his hand pass goes over the boundary line right at the interchange gates, where Porter, I think, gets his first break of the game as going out there is Boy.
Boundary umpire puts it back into a play with a bit of assistance from the crowd. Posh picks it up. Quick kick towards half forward. McGavin getting back there. So's Watts. He picks it up. Looks for Mackie at half back, and he'll take the mark. So slow motion footy to end this game. Tigers have had it wrapped up since half time. They look for Sean Kelly in the middle. He's outmarked this time by Ferns, who sends it up forward. Two Tiger players spoil each other in the contest, but they're good enough to find it on the ground. Handball back to the middle is interesting. Puts Watts under pressure, but he got it across to Ormston. He just kicks it into open spaces, but nobody there for the Tigers, and Rhodes cuts it off for Belconnen. Quick kick around the corner finds Chisholm, has one bounce. What'll he do? Goes for a handball, puts his teammate under pressure, and they finish up. Well, they've almost mucked this up at half forward, as that's a good tackle.
I'd say they have mucked it up.
Yep. Should have just had a shot, but nothing doing, and tackled with it was Keys. So we'll have a ball up right on the 50 metre arc.
Breeze has really picked up straight down the ground now. Boyd won the ruck but put it at the feet of Mackie, who just hacked it off the ground. Rebounded now from Whitford. Whitford's kicks to the square, but Tigers have numbers on it and they start to run.
Breeders ran it out before he kicked it, so it'll be a throw in the right forward pocket for Belconnen.
17 minute mark, 16-11, 107 plays Belconnen, 7-5-47. Tigers about to lift the Premiership Cup.
Going back into the trouble there was Ben Jabornik, but he's
umpire,
he tricked me. He signalled holding the man, but then changed his mind and said holding the ball, so that's a Belconnen free kick. Yeah. And just wait to see who's going to take it.
It's Posh again.
Posh.
So he's finding plenty of ball now the game's over.
Yes, they needed him to be more dominant in the first half.
You'd back him from there, though, wouldn't you, Mal? He's on the boundary.
Well, his last kick wasn't much further around than this. As it starts on line, and it's the post.
Yeah. The only multiple goals kicker for the Belconnen Magpies today. They have had a dirty they've had a dirty day here on grand final day. They lost the under 18s in the final minutes of the game to Marist, and they've been absolutely pantsed by the Tigers here in reserve grade.
As they work it up to centre wing, Ben Jabornik's taken the mark. It's 107 playing 48. 17 minutes gone. Wide kick finds Hayden Kelly. He turns around, plays on quickly. Daniel Jabornik takes the mark. He's got to play a very wide. Corcoran, he marks it just inside the line. So Tigers trying to play keepings off to run the clock down here. They've had the game well in control for a long period. Up it goes looking for Ioppi. He had a couple to beat, couldn't. Ball spills to the front of the pack. Quick kick around the corner. Daniel Jabornik should mark it. He does.
Yeah, he's had a few rattle off his chest today. His hand pass goes back to Ormston. Ormston, wrong foots too. Gets some pressure on him as he kicks. Bouncing ball is taken away by Fair of the Magpies. But he doesn't get too far before his hand pass is rebounded. Posh got a push in the back, but the ball is going to come to Boyd now. Boyd tackled as his kick drops short of Eckersley. Eckersley shrugs off his man, but then gets tackled as he kicks into the hot spot. Over the top, the hand pass from Curtis goes into the hands of Meckle, and Meckle becomes the second multiple goal scorer of the Magpies as he converted from the goal square. 19 minute mark.
16-11, 107 the Tigers. Belconnen 8-6, 54.
And, well, it's getting into that red zone very soon as the Tigers have just dominated this. The last quarter has been probably good for Tigers fans because they've had that extra 25 minutes to warm themselves up for the club song, which will end with the Grand Final Cup. Bouncing ball, Boyd won the ruck. Oh, umpire called a very late play on after everyone stopped. Boyd pumps it forward. Eckersley, big push in the back. And old habits die hard. He'll give away the free kick.
And he learnt that one at Stirling Oval a long time ago.
Yep, he did indeed. Tigers, Briatus gets the ball up outside 50 with a good long kick. Boyd, Boyd picked his pocket. His kick goes straight back to Briatus. Briatus takes a bounce, then hand pass off to Quaid, gets it back to Briatus, takes another bounce, tries to wrong foot two defenders. He's running out of room, so he goes over the top to Davis with a hand pass. Davis can't take it one grab. Bouncing ball. Quaid couldn't quite get there, so the Magpies get a chance to rebound. Ferns tackled, slam tackled in the end, as the ball still in the hands of the Magpies. The hand pass goes back to Rhodes. Rhodes has tried to do a lot for the Magpies today, but just cannot get there. Mackie working hard, body on body contact, just brings the ball to ground, and eventually it's wrapped up just inside the 50 metre arc, 45 degree angle, and we're at the 20 minute mark of the final term. Tigers 16-11, 107 to Belconnen 8-6, 54.
Mackie does the ruck work for the Tigers, gets it to his teammate and Daniel. They just punch it towards the line, it'll go over. We'll have a boundary throw in just outside the attacking 50 metre arc for the Belconnen Magpies as the ball goes back into play. Nobody can really break free. There's two Queanbeyan players at the back. They should get it out of there. Watts handballs it to open space as Rhodes fell over. Going in there, Boyd. He's come into it in the last 10 minutes. Is that kick going to go out on the full? It is.
Yeah.
So a free quick to the Queanbeyan Tigers.
He's giving his all there, is Boyd, but unfortunately for him, it is well and truly all over. And as Mal Prentice gets himself to go sideline and bring us some of the celebrations for the Tigers, it will be a free kick to the Tigers. Now they go back, and a great mark coming out of the pack that time was Daniel Jabornik. And Jabornik looks forward. He's being asked to play on. He kicks along the grandstand side. Bouncing ball, doesn't quite get there in time. Davis, and Davis has given away the free to Gattenby as for a high tackle. So across towards the right half forward flank grandstand side. Posh carries the ball over the boundary line, and we'll have a throw in to take place right adjacent to the Queanbeyan Tigers dugout, where the players are just counting down the moments. 23-minute mark, final term here, grand final day in the AFL Canberra. Mackie tried just to soccer the ball, but it's out over the boundary line, and as this is a completely timed game, the Tigers know that at 25 minutes the siren will sound and they will be the premiers for 2010. Jabornik in the ruck, taps it back immediately into Gattenby, who kicks it into his own teammate. Tigers with numbers there, just trying to rush it forward. Tackled immediately, that time was Bo Watts. Going back after the ball as it spills away, Daniel Jabornik now gets the clearing kick towards the centre. Numbers are there, as even contest, but the bouncing ball goes to Whitford. Whitford now will come out, but the turnover is going the way of the Tigers. He kicks wide of Leschke, and Leschke will try to see the ball over the boundary line safely, as we have the 24-minute mark approaching here on grand final day, and it is the Tigers 16-11, 107 to 8-6, 54. Throw-in takes place. Tigers working well at ground level now, as they're getting numbers back there, but it's intercepted that time by Velkonen, who kick it long forward, looking for Ferns. He's worked under it. Hare's pulled up. He's limping a fraction now as Fern works back onto the ball. The race is on as it's kicked to space. Curtis for the Magpies leading the chase ahead of McGavin. And it's over the boundary line in the left-hand forward pocket for the Belconnen Magpies. And now the atmosphere down there is really building up as the Tigers starting to embrace on the boundary line. It's
certainly is, Craig.
As the throw-in takes place now, as it goes back into the hands this time of Whitford, who hasn't done much today for the Magpies. They work their way, and the ball eventually locked up, the umpire stepping in. We're seconds away from the Tigers premiership for 2010. Tapped down by Boyd, shagged off the pack by the Magpies, by Whitford. He kicks the ball forward and it's over the boundary line, and we'll have another throw in as the countdown begins. 16-11, 107 to 8-6, 54. The Tigers well in front as the siren about to sound. Mal Prentice heading out onto the ground. You can hear the gate open and close as Mal makes his way to speak to the coaching staff and some of the players. The Tigers have had a great year in reserve grade, and they are about to finish it off with another flag. As Merv Armstrong down there, he's happy about this. The team was equal on points, I think you'll find, for the club championship, as the hack out of the pack goes back. Magpies pumping it forward again. Mackie trying to do it on the line. The Tigers, though, are the victors. 16-11, 107. The Queanbeyan Tigers take the win.
Craig, we might just try and grab Mark if we can.
Merv Armstrong as
Mark, great win for the club.
Fantastic. Really pleased for Pav, Rowan and all the players. They've been tremendous, and what a great way they went about it today.
It was a close game early, but they really broke it home in the second quarter with six goals.
Yeah, we'll probably be a little bit flattered on the scoreboard, only to be a point ahead at quarter time. They were much the better side, but the second quarter was really, really pleasing. Really started to get on top in the midfield, and Andrileski and Rene Oppy provided a great target for us up forward.
Yeah, those experienced guys were really the difference in the end.
Yeah, look, Davis and Quade really dominated their roles as the games unfolded, and I thought Mackie was really, really good at half-back. So, yeah, a lot of experience in there at the end.
Well, thanks, Mark. Craig, we'll try and grab some of the other guys.
Yeah, definitely will do. Looking at the goal scorers for the Tigers, Leschke, dominant down forward, kicking six today. Jared Daniel, kicking three, along with Rene Oppy. Two goals to Mackie, who, as you heard, just provided so much run forward from the half-back line. Then it was Caden Watts, Sean Kelly, all with singles. For the Belconnen Magpies, it was Posh with two, Meckle with two, then singles to Hodder, Eckersley, Jordan and Towell. So it was a dominant display from the quarter time break onwards by the Tigers to take a back-to-back premierships here in the AFL Canberra Reserves. Mal Prentice is down in amongst all the throng of Queanbeyan supporters, and we'll probably hear the song in just a moment. Here comes the song for the Tigers. Tigers down there singing the song in the centre of Manuka Oval. QBN FM football, this outside broadcast proudly brought to you by your Tigers club, a great sporting sponsor of 96.7 QBN FM. Mal, anytime you're ready, please. Hopefully we'll hear from some of the stars.
We've got Noel Miller here. We might just have a quick chat to the club stalwart. Noel, that's pretty good effort by the reserves to win back-to-back flags.
Yeah, it's a magnificent effort. It's great stuff. Pav deserves great credit. He's been here three times in a row and won two of them, so can't do much better, can you?
And a great week for the club with Mitch Danaher, Dennis Quaid and Jake Allen all winning best and fairest.
Yes, they're doing a great week all around, so they'd keep on going.
All right, thanks, Noel. We might try and catch up with some of the players if we can. We're just trying to find Dennis Quaid. Certainly jubilation down here for the premiership victory. Back-to-back flags for the reserve grade. We might just try and grab Andrew Leschke. He's kicked six goals today. Looks to be still moving okay. Andrew. Andrew, well done, mate.
Thank
great
you.
Game.
Yeah, cheers. Look, Conor were always going to be a good opponent. They were a very good side, and the boys really dug deep in the second quarter and then kept the pressure up, and yeah, what a fantastic result.
How's the ankle feel?
Oh, look, it's pretty sore. I think I was doing a bit more running than I probably should have in the first three quarters, but I'm glad we had it sewn up then. But yeah, great feeling to be involved with this footy club and that team. Sensational.
Probably won't feel too bad later on.
Oh, I reckon it will. I reckon it'll feel fantastic for the next week or so, to be quite honest.
All right. Great game. Well done.
Thank you.
Andrew Leschke joining Mal Prentice, who's still down sideline. We'll have all the presentations for you here on QBN FM 96.7. And Mal just trying to get us as many interviews as he can sideline ahead of the presentation of the 2010 AFL Canberra Premiership Cup, and well, certainly a lot of players there just absolutely thrilled with the
Dennis, that tops off a great week for you.
Brilliant week. It's Tuesday night was a big surprise, and today is just brilliant. I'd rather 22 blokes medals and just one.
Right, we'll let you go. Thanks, sis.
Alright, they're still out there celebrating. Mal Prentice, as you heard, in the mix of it, as the two teams, well, yeah, you see the Belconnen Magpies already gathered around. They will be asked to come up and have a few short words about their season, and of course a chance to thank their team players and club. But for the Tigers, they will get their premiership medallions awarded to them. And as Russ Taylor is out there doing the MC honours, we'll try and pick up the ground announcing. Mal Prentice still in amongst it, and we look forward to hearing some more from the Tigers down there on the ground. So walking out onto the dais, well, actually walking out to the centre of the throng, is the captain of the Queanbeyan Tigers reserves. Sorry, the Belconnen reserves.
I guess it was an epic quarter, and then he showed in the end. I guess that's all. Congratulations. Thanks for the invite, also. Thanks for all the physios that hit us in the field every week really delivered a lot of advice. We always
stellar season. He comes out now to say a few words.
Thank you for coming. To our boys, thank you very much. We had a tough start to the year and we got together and put down a few things on paper we had to do, and it's just been brilliant. We've done all the things we said we wanted to do, and you can see the benefit of looking after all your young blokes and the whole club as a, you know, as a team and a bunch of people. So, yeah, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thanking the team, as you heard, the J.H. Jarman Premiership Cup about to be presented. Renault will be called forward now. And Mal, he's certainly a deserved winner.
Yeah, it was really the difference up forward with his great pressure. Kicked, three or four goals?
He kicked three today, did Jared Ioppe. Renault Ioppe, sorry. Of course, we've seen him a lot in the seniors, but he's playing injured. Greedus, also there, Mal, has had some seniors experience. Going through the team. As the 51 now of Ben Jevonic, Bornick comes out. And of course, then he'll be followed by Orson.
Craig, we'll just try and grab Adrian Parisi, the coach of the team. Have a great result.
Yeah, no, terrific, mate. It was a tough game early, as you guys would have seen. Yeah, but the second quarter was just unbelievable.
Your experience, Blake's, really broke it open in that second quarter, didn't they?
Yeah, when you've got players like Andrew Lisk and Renault Oppie up forward, I think they kicked six of the seven goals that were scored. But it was their smaller guys around the ground. Simon Mackey, first player to the club. Fantastic. Caden Watts did a really good job for us. That was really good.
Back to back. Can you do a third one?
We'll see if I survive the celebrations now. So we'll take it from there. But no, look, can't see why not. The club's in a really good spot at the moment. So we're pretty excited about the youth coming through.
Thanks, Bev. Enjoy tonight.
Thank you very much.
Tigers extremely happy with their performance, and so they should. It has been a great year for this reserve grade team. Players still out there receiving their medallions. Greg Hare, really solid game today, Mal, one of the best on ground.
Yeah, I thought he was perhaps a better contributor for four quarters. But I guess the guys up forward who put a lot of pressure on and stand out get the umpires' votes.
Yeah, also a bit of blonde hair doesn't hurt. No hair hair is not going to win too many of those awards with long flowing locks. But he's got
certainly Tigers have got a bit to look forward to with some of their under 18 players coming through into the reserves and some of the guys who got senior experience this year really showed the benefit in the grand final today.
A couple of the injured players now out receiving premiership medallions. And, of course, there for the people who aren't at the ground, the Tiger suit has been fronted, and it looks like they're getting their medals as well.
Yeah. Well, we've still got the senior grade grand final to go. Hopefully we'll get a bit more of a contest with the Tigers winning convincingly in reserve grade. 16-11-107. Fidel Connan 8-7-55.
Sorry about the delay there, Mel. Here comes Pav forward to receive his premiership medal, and the next thing to be lifted is the J.H. Jarman Premiership Cup for AFL Canberra Division 2. And, well, Rowan heading forward there too. I've just lost Mal in my headphones, so hopefully he's still out there. But, got the trainers and runners also receiving their medallions here at Marnica Oval, where Queanbeyan Tigers have won the 2010 Reserve Grade Premiership, Division 2 Premiership. They won at 16-11-107 to 8-7-55. And I don't know if you're still down there, Mal, but the cup about to be lifted. We might take a break here on QBNFM Football. We'll be back at 2 o'clock, or just before 2 o'clock, for all the action in the AFL Canberra 2010 Grand Final between the Ainslie Football Club and the Eastlake Demons. This is QBNFM Football, this outside broadcast being brought to you by the Queanbeyan Tigers Club, a great sporting sponsor of QBNFM 96.7. But for now, we return you back to the studio.